evening, everybody. I'm your host, Mike Brookson, and you're listening to Teen Lovely, the podcast where I talk about every kind of things that matter to everyone. Good afternoon. It's evening. Sorry. Today I'm a little bit sick, so sorry if my voice is sounding a little bit strange. And I'm finding out that this kind of cold is always affecting my brain in some weird way. It's like my thoughts aren't as cohesive as they used to be, but I think that maybe I'm just tired, and probably that's it. So, first of all, I have to thank all of you for tuning in, to listen to me, to put up with me for at least 15 minutes. I am never sure about how long is the episode gonna take. I'm not the kind of guy who will tell you, oh, this episode is going to be 15 minutes, and if I go longer than that, I cut it out before in editing process, because I rarely edit my podcasts, because it's boring. And then I think that's more genuine when we don't edit our podcasts. The only thing I do is put a little bit of compression, EQ, and stuff like that. So after that, I have to give a special thanks to a person. I don't want to say her name, but she is helping me with the podcast. She helped me coming up with the theme for today. And before talking about the theme of today, this cold is messing up with my head. I want to talk about the themes for episodes to come. So basically I want to do a little teaser, and first of all, the first thing that I'm really looking forward to talk about is social networks, and with me, this person that I've talked about that is helping me to come up with the podcast is going to co-host this podcast with me. And then you will have the chance to know this beautiful and very intelligent girl. And the other theme that I was supposed to talk about it this week, but I will talk in the future, because it's about privacy. And I want to talk about the thing that everybody has been talking about in the last year, at least, that is NSA. And I read an article in a technology magazine here in Portugal, and I'm trying to talk to the editors of the magazine so they allow me to use their their piece of news, basically, to use it as the start of that episode, like to give you a knowledge of what's happening. And I will not say anything more. If you want to hear about that, wait. I think that 2 weeks from now, I will talk about the privacy, the NSA thing. And next week, hopefully, I will have the conditions to do that podcast about social networking with that girl as my co-host. So the theme for today is regrets. So regrets, that's really, for me, it's a really difficult thing to talk about. That's why I didn't want at the beginning to talk about it in a podcast, because I'm afraid things get really confusing, and trying to explain my views in regrets, I can even contradict myself. I hope that doesn't happen. And to start things, I would like to read to you a text that I have written some time ago. It was one of my first attempts to express myself, basically. And it didn't went well, but fortunately enough, I found out this beautiful thing called podcasting, and now I'm doing the things that I like. The title of this text is Nostalgia. Sorry, I don't know how to pronounce this in English. I may be using a little bit of a Portuguese accent, and I'm sorry about that. But that's the title of this text. Sorry. I'll start to read it now. You know that feeling, you know that you do, the one that always arrives too late, and soon enough make you feel apathetic. Months, sometimes weeks, or even years go through before that feeling arrives. You have the urge to remember the past, and somehow that makes you stand on your feet in the present and believe in a better future. That's not what happens to me. I don't live in the present, and I hate to think about the future. I'm trapped, not against my will, in the past. That has a lot of advantages to me. The only feeling I can feel is nostalgia. I don't have regrets of what I've done. Now, that's useless. Sorry. There is nothing I can do to change it. Bad and good things come to my mind, and both of them make me the man that I am nowadays. The man I am today isn't a good man, or even a better one. It is just me. So, have no regrets. Forget what you're doing right now. What you aim to do. Look back to a time where no feelings can touch your soul. So, this is the text I've written some time ago. And what I'm trying to transmit here is my points of view in regrets and the feeling of nostalgia, and especially a feeling that it's really not a feeling, it's a word that we have in Portuguese called saudade, and that is a word that it's known because nobody can translate it into English or any other language. It's really difficult. It's really a difficult word to translate. And that's what this text is about. And especially this text is about regrets. And the thing about regrets is, regretting can be a bad or a good thing, depending in the way you think about it. And now I will struggle to not to be confusing or contradict what I'm saying, but you have to understand that there is something about regretting. It's not, it's like I say in the text, if we forget regretting, if we forget what we're doing right now, if we forget what we aim to do, like I said in the text, and we just look to the past and see the things that we have done in the past and stay in the past and let things happen naturally, don't think about the present, don't think about the future, stay enclosed in the past, if we do that, if we let things flow to a plan that's bigger than ourselves, even if you're not religious, I'm sure that you have the thought of something bigger than yourself. If you don't, there's no problem. But you at least, everyone knows that there's, or everyone, I don't want to generalize this, but there is a bigger plan. Sorry for this, I have to silence my iPad. But there is a bigger plan in the future for us. And when we try, when we have lots of regrets, when we are always thinking of what we're doing, when we always think of what we want to be, we are only making things worse for us, because things are supposed to happen one way. If we try to change them, they will happen. No matter what we want, they will always happen. We are only making things harder to happen. And by doing that, we're making things become harder to ourselves. This is really confusing, and I hope you don't start to hate me because of this. But, sorry, I want to drink a little bit of water. But, so, that's my thoughts on regrets. It's really difficult to express myself in this regard. And this was one of the reasons why I didn't wanted to do an episode about this. But that's it. This is my thoughts about regrets. You shouldn't regret. And you should at the same time. Isn't this funny? This is what I love about human nature. We are so confused. I love... It's one of the things I must love you. Is like this brainstorm of thoughts coming to your head. And you try to reason what's right and what's wrong. And it's, for me, it's one of the most amazing things about human nature, is that it's simply amazing. I really love to, like, feel all these thoughts and the confusion. It for me, it really is a great, great, great thing. I love it. But that's what I wanted to share with you, is basically that it's really, regretting things is only going to stop you, and worrying or trying to make things happen one way is also only going to stop you. I'm not saying that you shouldn't be ambitious or you shouldn't have dreams, but sometimes there's no need for you to try to force things to happen. And I've already talked this in other podcasts. You shouldn't force things to happen. Everything has a flow. You have to let things flow slowly in their pace as they should flow. You shouldn't force anything. And that's the message that I want you to be, to... That's the message I want you to have in your mind when you turn off this podcast, when you turn off your iPod, your cell phone, your MP3, your car stereo. I want you to think that you have to let things flow and happen the way they're planned to happen. If you disagree with me, awesome, that's great. That's another thing that I love about human nature, is all the opinions that people have. If you disagree, I would like very much to receive a feedback. Please give me your feedback about what do you think about this episode. And you can do so by emailing me at mikebrookson@gmail.com, or you can tweet using... I'm really getting used to use Twitter, but I think that you can, like, put an @mbrookson and then write something, and then I will receive that thing. I think it works that way. I have to understand better how Twitter works. So, but you can also use Twitter to contact me I'm at M, capital M, capital B, and then Uxton, like M Brookson. All the these ways to contact me will be in the description. Hope you enjoyed it, and have a nice weekend. Bye.